Playing an instrument is a form of worship, and I've been worshiping all my life. Just recently that I've been understanding it. But you see, in our music, how the music developed and all up to that point, and it came up, in all of our music, we have had messengers to our music, to the whole picture. See, that there was the message of Bunk Johnson, who was only for a specific interval. His influence was only supposed to last a specific interval in our musical development. And then King Oliver and Louis Armstrong, Roy Eldridge, me, Miles, Cliff Brown, and then whoever's going to come after Freddie Hubbard. Now, in religion, we look at it as being a Baha'i. We look at it the same way. Like Abraham brought his influence. He was directly from God. He brought his. And then Moses, and then Jesus, and Buddha, Zoroaster, Krishna, and even Baha'u'llah, the Bab, our prophet. So we believe that the influence is just a specific amount of time. And then somebody comes along and takes the fundamentals that you brought and carries it further. So therefore, when you call me Louis Armstrong, I'll say, hey, I'll answer. Because I know that we are one and the same. The same as Moses and Jesus and Baha'u'llah and Muhammad. Abraham are the same.
Thank you.
worshiping all my life.
Form because of this black music, because it started in New Orleans with Louis Armstrong. It has a lot to do with the spiritual that come out of the sanctified church. It's like anything else, isn't it? It's oppression, and out of it, and our whole society.